Report: New York lawmaker opts out of signing measures recognizing Israel, condemning Holocaust. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 16, 2025. New York State Assemblyman Zoran Mamdani, D., declined to sign two different measures, one recognizing Israel and another condemning the Holocaust, according to several reports. Politico reported that Mamdani, who is running for mayor of New York City, had declined to sign on to a state assembly resolution this week recognizing Israel on the 77th anniversary of its founding. Mamdani's refusal reportedly comes 4 months after he declined to sign a resolution that condemned the Holocaust. Per the outlet, Mamdani was one of only five members in the 150-person assembly who did not sign on to at least one of the two resolutions this year. The annual resolutions honoring Israel and condemning the Holocaust have historically been among the most uncontentious events in Albany. Mamdani was one of only five members in the 150-person assembly who did not sign on to at least one of the two resolutions this year. New York State Assemblyman Sam Berger, D., criticized Mamdani, noting that he had condemned Israel the day after Hamas terrorists attacked Israel on October 7, 2023. And had accepted an endorsement from former Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY. He condemned Israel the day after October 7, regularly gives interviews on unapologetic anti-Semitic platforms, and just proudly accepted an endorsement from a disgraced former fire alarm pulling congressman who denied October 7 rapes before walking that back, Berger said. In a video posted to X, Mamdani explained that Politico had released a story falsely claiming he had refused to condemn the Holocaust because his name wasn't listed as a co-sponsor on a resolution he had voted for. When you run for mayor, you face a lot of baseless accusations, and I try to ignore as many of them as I can, Mamdani said. But, this morning, Politico accused me of something I take very seriously. They released a story falsely claiming that I refused to condemn the Holocaust. Their evidence? My name wasn't listed as a co-sponsor on a resolution I proudly voted for. Mamdani explained that in January, he directed his assembly staff not to co-sponsor any resolutions that were emailed to his office. If I'm on a resolution, it's because I was automatically added, Mamdani continued. I created this blanket policy because I wanted to focus on the substance of legislation. It had nothing to do with the content of the resolution. I have voted every year for the Holocaust Remembrance Day resolution, including this year, to honor the more than 6 million Jewish people murdered by the Nazis, Mamdani explained. I have repeatedly supported allocating millions of dollars in the state budget for Holocaust survivors. The New York Post also reported that Mamdani had refused to sign the two resolutions, with New York State Assemblyman Jeffrey Dinowitz, D., labeling him as the most anti-Israel person in the assembly. Why would anybody be surprised? He is undoubtedly the most anti-Israel person in the assembly, Dinowitz told the outlet.